Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Light out, everybody.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Lights Out. I'm your host, Josh.
And I'm your host, Austin.
And I'm Daniel.
Today we got a bizarre one for you, to say the least. This is probably one of the most interesting internet cults I've ever seen. It is called Blood Over Intent, which shout out to Nick Crowley because he's got a YouTube channel and he covers a lot of very strange and dark topics. And he actually posted a video on this a number of years ago, and I kind of ran across it by accident and I started looking into this internet blood magic cult, and I was like, what on earth is
this? The creepy stuff you find in the corners of the internet,
there's a lot of it.
Yeah,
and this is right up there with some of the weirdest shit I've ever seen, honestly.
Yeah. It reminds me of old school Wild West internet days, though. Just weird stuff you come across.
Yeah, it really does. And I mean, this one is you know, not only do you have blood rituals going on, so forewarning, you know, people are using blood to, you know, do these rituals, pricking their fingers and things like that. Nothing too insane.
Yeah, nothing luckily. Super excessive, yeah.
But for some, that might be disturbing, so you've been warned. But really, the more disturbing part of this is just how conspiratorial this gets. I mean, it gets fucking insane.
It's like everything and anything has been attached to this. Like it was like a hive and all the conspiracy bees came in.
Totally. And I feel like I've heard most of the conspiracy theories out there, including some of the craziest ones out there. But there's a few new ones in here that I hadn't heard before.
Okay, good.
I was like, holy shit. Yeah. All right. We're really going there.
I was hoping that, because I know, I mean, that's what you do on Mile Higher. So,
yeah. And I mean, we don't get into some of the really, really nutty out there conspiracies, but these guys definitely do. And the founder behind this group, and it's interesting because it's hard to even call it a cult per se,
right?
Because there's not like this uniform, you know, compound and really any organization to it.
No, and the rules are very loose. I mean, basically anything outside of the ritual itself is just people are just making stuff up,
right? It seems like more of a movement. I don't know.
It's kind of like an appropriate term.
This spiritual movement, because of course there's a whole like spiritual side to it. I mean,
yeah,
when people are using blood in rituals, you know, people say blood is like spiritual currency, and mm-hmm. you know, it enhances the rituals. It makes things more powerful, and obviously there's a lot of people that believe in the power behind blood magic. But there's also some downsides to it as well, according to some. But yeah, get your tinfoil hats on.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, we're going to go down some really, really crazy rabbit holes today. It gets pretty wild.
And at the dark end of it, too, it has been connected to a murder, which we'll be getting into as well.
Which I think is important to talk about because it just goes to show that how dangerous some of this material can be, and
like for who it's attracting.
Exactly. Right? And the effect that it has on people. And, you know, some people really, you know, take something that is clearly just somebody's idea or theory, and then it becomes their reality to the point where they act upon some of these things that they're hearing about online. And things can go sideways very quickly. Buckle up. This is a deep dive into blood over intent. So this odd ritual of blood over intent began in 2013 and rose in popularity over the last decade. Today, there are hundreds of thousands of YouTube search results when searching the words blood over intent. But the movement has mostly flown under the radar of the general public. I don't think it's like, I mean, I hadn't heard about it until I ran across Nick's video.
Yeah, me neither.
And, you know, it seems like it's this, you know, dark corner of YouTube.
Yeah, and certainly, like, none of this is getting monetized or anything, right? So,
oh, no.
It's not like YouTube's promoting these videos in any way.
Right, right. And that's really where this movement lives. And it seems like it's part of the ritual to, and we'll talk about it in more detail, but people are doing the ritual and then uploading a video of it to YouTube.
Right.
And that's kind of like how you complete the ritual.
Yes.
And become a part of the movement. You know, you probably haven't heard of it. Many of the original videos, though, as you can imagine, have been deleted or removed by YouTube. So those who stumble on the videos now end up pretty confused. So we're going to break it down for you, because I think if you just start Googling it and look at it, it just really doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No. Even after you start to understand it, it doesn't make much sense.
But true. Yeah. True. In February 2020, a Reddit account, Grog2002, discovered the tip of the iceberg. They posted it to the Internet Mystery subreddit with the title, quote, "There is a weird cult on YouTube where people record some audio and play it backward and try to decipher speech from it." So this is like the other part of it, too, is a lot of the people that participate in those blood over intent, they like to look at reverse speech as well.
Yeah.
So if you're not familiar with that, we'll show you a clip of what that looks and sounds like.
You're throwing it at a center, magnetic north. I am the god lying at Thunder Swiss. Wee-ha! Wee-ha! Here, the bitch comes locker. He'll come fat. Here, the bitch comes locker. He'll come fat. Here, the bitch comes locker. You dumb fuck.
So that's supposed to say you're in Davy Jones' locker, you dumb fuck.
Yes.
In reverse, but We don't know exactly what he's saying actually, right?
Right. Went through a lot of these videos. None of them get less cringy, if you were wondering.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I remember when this was like... Everybody was freaking out about this and like trying to play, you know, politicians' videos in reverse.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
There's a Barack Obama speech.
Yeah.
That people like played in reverse, right?
Yeah. And funny enough, the guy who created this was into all that as well, especially with the Barack Obama speeches. And you'll hear a little bit later about that. But yeah. And it's not a new concept either. Cause like you can go back, it's like the Paul is dead. And then that you play things in reverse. Zeppelin, I think, had a track you could play in reverse that said something where people all thought like, oh my God, it's demonic. It's like Satanists are doing this. So it goes back to like the mid 1900s, really, of when this reversed audio had, they kind of connected the dots between
totally. Yeah.
Satan and reversed audio, I guess.
I know there's a bunch of channels and influencers out there who are like trying to expose, you know, basically Hollywood and pop culture's like real subliminal messaging and stuff. And like, I think some of it's kind of interesting because sometimes it does seem like, okay, maybe there could be something going on there that's a little bit darker, but it's kind of funny because it'd be like Ariana Grande at the VMAs. And then like, you know, they'll like analyze and be like, this is, you know, she's doing a satanic ritual or people really freaked out over Sam Smith.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
He did. Oh, God, I'm not a big Sam Smith fan, but he did like a whole Unholy performance, and it was like it had like a lot of like he kind of leaned into the satanic imagery a little bit, and the colors and the reds and blood and stuff. And so people, whenever celebrities do that, they always jump to like, you know, they're promoting it. They're actually behind the scenes, these like devil worshiping individuals. And, you know, it's, I think some of it's like, okay, like really?
It's grasping for straws sometimes too. And I think with backwards audio as well, you can kind of hear what you want to hear. It's almost like a Rorschach test where you kind of just piece things together that kind of sound like it.
Yeah. It's not like it's blatantly clear audio
right
played backwards. You have to like translate it, and everybody could have a different version, right?
I find it hilarious though, this guy just came across these videos. He's like, what's going on? Yeah. Why are people doing this?
Well, and I think the other thing too, as we go through this, you have to remember that the blood over intent, you know, whole movement is very connected to a bunch of other conspiracy subgroups
as well. It's important to keep that in mind.
Which we'll explain more, but I just so you're not confused, like, why are you guys talking about reverse audio? But you know, the people that are into reverse audio end up being into blood over intent, end up being into other conspiracy theories.
Naughty reptilian people,
it's all that. All kind of the same same group of people in a lot of ways. So a lot of reverse audio from other videos is more the same, sometimes referencing Jesus or Satan in odd ways. And so the big question is, what is the point of all this, if there is any? I think that's a pretty good question, right? Like, what is the point? Well, when digging a bit further, the other channel the OP mentioned no longer exists, and some of the content has since been removed because it violated community guidelines. But one of the videos showed a man in a reverse video, and the reverse audio sounded like, quote, "I am the devil in the flesh, you're a little pussy, and I am the seal of death, and I am the spear of destiny." Okay.
All right.
Grog 2002 connected the dots between these two channels since they had a lot of the same users commenting on the videos, and many of them use the term blood, but it was used more in the context of brother, often seen as blood thick brother or sister. Others would say blood thick Satan, or just straight up hail Satan. As it turned out, this was the tip of the iceberg for a group that appeared to be a strange internet cult. Others began peeling back the layers of what was going on. These two channels that Grog 2 initially discovered were just the beginning though. And soon tens of thousands of videos from different channels were discovered. So he's like, that'd be a wild discovery though. You're like, whoa, like there's a lot of people participating in this. What's going on here?
Cause at first if I would ever see this, I was like, this is just some weird dude on YouTube doing some weird stuff. But then you connect the dots between thousands of channels. That's wild.
And it seemed like all these channels were all interconnected in one way or another, as seen by the similar comments referencing blood. And they appear to be a tight-knit community that supported each other, but what connected them all was even stranger than the reversed videos. The community has since been named after its main ritual, blood over intent, which is honestly a pretty metal name.
Yeah, like, it is. That'd be a great name for a metal band, really.
Like, that's pretty hard, I must say. It reminds me there's a metal band I like called The Shadow of Intent.
Oh, nice.
So, blood over intent's pretty badass for a name. So what it means? It means spilling blood over your intentions. And sometimes you'll see it shortened as B-O-I. Other times you won't see the name at all, which is what caused a lot of the initial confusion when this cult was first discovered. Their primary ritual consists of the practitioner writing a short message or even a prayer on the paper. Then they proceed to prick their finger and smear their blood on the page while reciting an invocation or prayer. So you're probably wondering, what does this look like? Well, we'll show you a quick clip here. So there's the message on the piece of paper, prick the finger.
Heaven on earth, for the benefit of all, very kindly show us the knowledge of all the ages so that I can usher in heaven on earth. So would it be. Motherfuckers.
So So the video you just watched is from a channel called Joshua144,000, and he has a bunch of other videos, and in most of them, he's requesting, quote, safe passage into the Garden of Eden, or quote unquote, ushering into heaven for the benefit of all. Others might be personal requests, though, or desires, and many can be very repetitive, almost like a mantra. But across almost all of the Blood Over Intent videos, these pages are often written with a similar message, something along the lines of, I intend to bring forth heaven on earth for the benefit of all. I intend to bring forth heaven on earth and release all from bondage. And if you're listening, that's what was written on the piece of paper in that clip.
Yeah. Also, it's a nice sentiment.
I'm glad it's not like, I want to, you know, release death upon the world. You know what I mean? So at least there's a little bit of positivity there, I guess. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is they're obsessed with the number 144,000, as seen by his channel's name, Joshua144,000. And many believe this is the exact amount of people who will be saved during the rapture, which, if you're not familiar with that, that's the second coming of Christ. We'll talk about this a bit more later, because it's pretty important to this overall movement here. But what you'll see in many of these videos, the further down the rabbit hole you go, is the overlap with a lot of conspiracy theories, which we'll be covering here later on as well. Other videos posted by these channels are mostly nonsense. As I mean, you could argue that's nonsense as well, but only the poster themselves might understand their purpose, which goes for a lot of channels connected to Blood Over Intent. For example, Joshua144,000 shorts are Dragon Ball Z characters placed over unidentifiable screenshots of a map with no context. The characters fade in and out, white random audio of electronic music plays, and there is a slight connection to Blood Over Intent since there's a Dragon Ball Z character called Mr. Satan. And one of the YouTube channels run by the creator of the occult is named Mr. Satan. And of course, we'll be covering him here in a bit. But despite the odd nature of this content, the thing that unites all these channels is the main blood ritual. And it's clear that they're trying to use some form of blood magic, often to bring about heaven on earth or the rapture, which is very confusing to me.
Yeah, it's a lot of this will be confusing because it's like they're just mishmashing a bunch of theological concepts together.
Because I've yet to meet a Christian pastor who would recommend doing blood magic trying to usher in heaven on earth. It
seems to be hypocritical.
It does.
Or contradictory, right?
It does.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64,000. That's WATER to 64,000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64,000.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
So what is blood magic, you might be wondering, because it's important to know going forward with the rest of this. The basic idea is to use blood in order to invoke a power or a spell. And some of its earliest uses date back to the Aztec Empire, which was, you know, around 500, 700 years ago. They believed that the gods sacrificed their own blood to create the universe, so the Aztecs used blood rituals to appease the sun god. In exchange, the sun god would provide plentiful crops, give them healthy, long lives, protect their empire, and assist Aztec warriors into the afterlife. If they did not supply enough blood to the gods, it's believed they would be punished and endure excessive pain. In the Mayan world, too, even body piercings were seen as a form of blood ritual. So keep in mind that many past usages of blood, especially in pagan circles, have been exaggerated. You know, we see it in the movies a lot, and I think it's
taking
like
a dagger and like slicing the palm open. And
like it's not that crazy. Also, slicing your palm open is just a huge inconvenience.
It really is.
Why would you do that? And blood also isn't exclusive to historic societies either. Even Judaism and Christianity see blood as powerful and connected to the vine. For example, think of the blood of Christ, right?
True, but we're not drinking real human blood when taking communion.
Well, that is the whatever it's called, transubstantiation. I can't remember. Catholics, in a sense, do believe that is the blood of Christ, even though, you know, physically we think of it as wine.
Yeah, true.
Like
true.
Catholicism is that is the blood of Christ.
So the wine turns into blood as you drink it?
In theory, that's
like they think legitimately it's blood that they're drinking.
Yes.
From the cup.
That's what sets Catholicism aside from a lot of other Christianities. Like they believe that that is the body and the blood of Christ.
Wow. So it's not just like a representation of it.
No.
It's literally the blood of Christ.
Yes.
But it's probably wine from Costco.
It's most likely that.
That's been turned into blood.
Yeah. So okay. that's what the whole Eucharist is, and that's what the priest does before they serve it.
So then the bread is literally
the body,
Jesus's flesh.
Yep.
So are you saying that Catholics are cannibals?
I'm not saying it.
That's fucking wild, dude.
It is, and that's what sets them aside. A lot of Christianity, they still do communion, but they don't believe that is actually the blood and body of Christ.
No, it's more of symbolic, I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
Where Catholicism, that is the body and blood.
Wow.
Of
okay. Yeah. That's hardcore, man.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Damn.
So we think of it often, it's like, oh, blood magic, it's savages, it's these niche fringe groups. No, it's right in front of us, really. Blood in the context of modern magic is seen as humans' essence, vitality, and life energy. It's a direct connection to the body and possibly the soul. It is a liquid that is used by living things as a necessity to continue living. So with this in mind, it's a powerful substance, to say the least. So in Blood Over Intent, this life energy can be used beyond the biological necessity. As the participant releases their blood intentionally, they use the liquid to charge their sigil. And a sigil is an inscribed or painted symbol believed to have magical power. There are countless examples of sigils throughout history, but the sigil in this case would be the written note or the intent with the smears of blood. And the sigil is, quote unquote, charged by the sacrifice of blood. So in many magic communities, blood is one of the most powerful ways to charge a sigil. But keep in mind, blood can also be used to seal contracts. You've probably heard that before, right?
Yes.
So this will come back around a little bit later. As we've seen, the magic in Blood Over Intent is often an attempt to manifest heaven on earth, or at least that's what they say on paper, right? This is similar to popular concepts like the law of attraction, where positive thoughts and energy can bring positive things into your life. You've heard that, like manifesting.
Yeah,
things,
right? I love the law of attraction.
Yeah.
I believe in manifestation.
Yeah, so think of it like that. That's essentially what they're doing, but with their blood.
Damn,
and
I
their
need
sigil.
If I could amplify my manifestation skills with blood, that'd
there
be crazy.
Go. That is the concept here. So the main difference here is that life energy is sacrificed
okay.
to bring an idea into existence. You're not, it's not just this thought process. You're actually doing something physical. You're sacrificing something to gain something.
Which I think in its very basic form, I hate to say it makes sense, but I think you could, if you look at the spiritual concepts around it, and if it was something you believe in,
yeah,
and you believe in manifestation, you believe in, magic, or, you know, I mean, that's really, really what it is. And people would argue that prayer is a form of magic and things like that. It makes some sense, right?
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay.
Sacrificing things. I mean, we do it. Even standardized religions do this. I mean, what do you think like fasting is, right? You're sacrificing something
right.
for, you know, benefits of X, Y, and Z. There's a bunch of reasons to fast. God sacrificed his only begotten son, you know, to absolve our sins of the world.
Yep.
So sacrifice, I think, is, we see that often. This is just on a smaller scale. It's very personal, right? You're writing this paper and sacrificing your own blood.
Which, if it stayed there,
yeah,
it might be all right, right? Yeah. It might be okay.
Yeah.
But the problem is that it doesn't stay there.
Right.
And it just gets darker from there.
And just
and more insane.
To remind our listeners, as I mentioned, it's also to seal contracts. So keep this in mind. You'll see why it, as you keep going down the rabbit hole, the stranger it gets, the more complex it gets. But I agree. On paper, literally and metaphorically, it seems like okay right now. And I think that's the allure. That's why people were seeing these videos without context and being like, hey, this just seems like a different form of prayer or something, right?
Yeah, but I would argue, like, is it really that much sacrifice going on here?
No, it's like just a little bit of prick in the blood.
Is it really that much more powerful than just speaking, you know, these thoughts into existence or saying them out loud? Or, you know, it's like, and again, it comes back to, do you believe that the blood part of this is enhancing your probability here? But
right, that is the idea. So yeah, like I said, I mean, this all sounds positive for the most part at first, but many who partake in magic warn that using blood magic is incredibly dangerous.
That's especially what I've always heard.
Yeah, especially for a novice that doesn't know what they're doing, and the results that come from it might be too powerful to control. So other examples of popular blood magic in modern culture sometimes show up in Wiccan communities, but it is very rare. Their blood magic is not like how Hollywood portrays it, as we were talking about. No one's slicing open their palms to resurrect the dead or something like that, right?
Conjure up some demons.
Right, yeah. It's not that severe, but it's used for very specific purposes in Wicca, if at all. Yeah, a lot of people who practice Wicca don't
use
blood magic. And it's typically used for boosting a spell, and most agree it shouldn't be used by beginners, especially since there are plenty of other ways to charge or boost magical powers. As for the followers of Blood Over Intent, some practitioners perform blood rituals daily or multiple times a day, and many of the followers who post on YouTube were novices following an internet trend.
And is that what it is at the end of the day? Is it just following an internet trend?
I think for a lot of people, it is.
Because how many videos are out there of people doing this, and then, you know, a month or 2 months later, you know, something that they were manifesting came true, and they're like, oh, you know, I did this Blood Over Intent ritual a month ago, and
yeah, you know,
what I prayed for came to fruition.
And spoiler, the rapture still hasn't come. So if this started back in 2013, they obviously haven't manifested heaven on earth yet. I'm still waiting for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
So to some non-believers, this might not sound like a big deal when you're using blood, but for believers in magic, this can be a problem. Even to non-believers, it's still disturbing because the whole ritual does promote self-harm, even if it's just a little bit. Beyond that, many who perform the ritual for the first time don't know that the creator of the movement proclaims to be the reincarnation of Satan himself. And this is where things start to get weird. if you thought it was maybe all fun and games or maybe just an innocent prayer with a little bit of sacrifice of blood, it's going to start to get a bit stranger from here because we're dealing with Satan now.
Yep, Satan himself. So when it comes to Blood Over Intent, there is no formal list necessarily of the members of the group. And the only way it seems that you can join is to perform the ritual and then post it to YouTube, which I think for most of us, we're like,
yeah, yeah, that's it.
That's it. Okay. Once other followers caught on to a new video posted to YouTube, they comment things like blood thick over and over again in support of their new member. And I think this is like, I think the community aspect is like big here.
Yeah.
And people feeling connected to each other through this. And, yes, you know, when you're also adding in these deeply spiritual concepts, it could make people feel closer to one another.
Mm-hmm.
You're
definitely catching on. It's definitely like a loner's community here.
Right, right. So when this happens, this can be seen as the initiation.
Yeah.
And the movement spread across the strange corners of the internet, and it's important to keep in mind that over the years, this group has also attracted many conspiracy theorists who propose that the Earth is flat and that shape-shifting lizard people live among humans.
Mm-hmm.
We should also mention that some of the members attached to the group are openly anti-Semitic and homophobic. So,
full warning.
Yes, there you have it. The group is decentralized and it doesn't have an organized set of rules outside of the ritual, but it does have a creator. Those who followed the rabbit hole all the way back to its origins discovered what was believed to be the first Blood Over Intent video ever posted, and it was posted on December 24th, 2013.
Christmas Eve, of course.
Of course, right? So the man in the video was later identified as a plumber who lived in Coral Springs, Florida, named Mark Braun. His main channel was Quasi-Luminous at the time, and he also had a YouTube channel named Superluminous TV and apparently used the name Vance Braun at one point. And he currently has another channel named Mr. Satan. This last channel contains his vlog videos that show him at various job sites doing plumbing work and urinating into people's toilets.
It might be the worst YouTube channel I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's still out there.
Yeah.
If you want to check it out. But his concept for Blood Over Intent might have been loosely inspired by old pagan rituals and the mythology of Saturn, and he described the movement in his own words as, quote, "The internet is based on alchemy and your blood is the philosopher's stone." Okay. Sure. In rambling videos, Mark claimed he was the reincarnation of Satan and would single-handedly bring forth the New World Order. He called people, quote, "filthy cockroaches," and quote, "motherfuckers that needed to be released from bondage or they'll die from their own stupidity." His words, not mine. He warned that the angel of death would find those who didn't perform his ritual. He also claimed his ultimate goal was world domination.
Wow.
Very Satan-like.
Yeah.
I mean, seems to check out, right? And for his rituals, he had gallons of human blood on hand at any given moment, which I think is one of the most concerning things.
Yeah, some people...
Where do you come across that?
So this is not...
Not confirmed.
Not confirmed. Some people think that he might have had some weird hookup or was possibly stealing from like the Red Cross or something, because he would have like gallons of human blood. Or it could have been fake. I don't know. But there was questions in how he was getting his hands on all this human blood.
If he's stealing from Red Cross, shame on him.
Right. That's shame ridiculous.
What is he like showing off? Oh, yeah, I heard your toilets are clogged.
Yeah.
Goes in the back.
Steals the blood out of the closet.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It could just be like costume blood, maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
You can buy fake Hollywood blood pretty easily. It looks pretty real, too. So it could just be that. But after his first video was posted, his popularity snowballed in small and dark corners of the internet. According to Mark, he insists that he never took money, worship, or gifts from any of his followers.
Hmm.
Okay, and you have any way to prove it?
Yeah.
Right? In later videos, Mark went on to repeat a long list of conspiracy theories that is way too long to list. Some of it included, though, the earth is flat, and also hollow. We're living in a hellish simulation.
True.
Whereby dark forces, including reptilians and shadowy elites, run everything. Every shape, symbol, and word is a secret to be unlocked, and everything you were ever taught in school was a lie. Reality itself is a lie, according to Mark, and it just goes on and on and on. He once said he was pretty used to people questioning his mental state, and what separates Mark from other conspiracy theorists online is that he ended up convincing people he was truly Satan in the flesh.
Wow.
That's wild.
And look, I'm going to be real. I don't want to open up a can of worms on like the school system we have here, but anyone who says that like everything you were taught in school is a lie reads to me as someone who got like straight D's in school.
School is too hard, so yeah. It's all a lie.
I failed algebra. School is a lie.
Especially to say all of it.
All of it.
Because like, I will say most of school is irrefutable, right? Science, math.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, wiggle room there, four, right?
Yeah. Which people do argue, but yeah.
But I will say, and I've talked about this before, that some of the history that you're taught in school
100%
is
yeah.
not necessarily the real truth.
Yeah.
And we did on some subjects, other right. subjects, you know, and again, history kind of is up for interpretation a lot of the times as yeah. far as like what, you know, motivate different things to happen and kind of everybody's got a kind of a different view because it's history, right?
Yeah.
Like nobody was there. So we're going off of evidence that we've collected.
Yeah, it's the old saying, like, history was written by the victors, right?
Right.
And like, what, our American history, it's all, like, Anglo-Saxon history. We don't get all this other history for the most part. So, yeah, it's all watered down to some degree. Not to say that it's all a lie.
Yeah.
But it's important to look at it through kind of a critical lens.
Yeah. It could be biased a little bit.
Yeah.
But Mark has also claimed that he has access to the Book of Life, which incentivized many of his followers to perform the ritual over and over again. The Book of Life is most likely a reference to a passage in the Bible, the Book of Revelation, chapter 20, verse 15. It says, "If anyone's name was not found written in the Book of Life, he was thrown into the lake of fire."
Damn.
Revelation is pretty fucking brutal,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is.
It's a scary place.
There's crazy demons walking around.
It's the end of everything.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate conclusion. This book allegedly contains a set of names of the people who will be accepted into paradise or heaven. Mark claimed that they would live in paradise for 1,000 years. These chosen people are sometimes referred to as the anointed class, and only 144,000 names are allowed in this book. As we mentioned earlier, that 144,000 number is pretty important. This number is mentioned 3 times in the Book of Revelation, and the only way you get your name in the book is to follow the ritual. Or in Mark's own words, blood up or shut up.
it sounds like a cheesy radio motto.
Blood up or shut up.
Welcome to 106.7, blood up or shut up. So lame.
We're hardcore.
Yeah.
We prick our fingers. Oh, man. It's hard not to clown a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just like, good God.
It's goofy.
I can't tell you how often I hear, "Oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat." That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn,
and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
But those who don't get their names in the book will be doomed to a hellish cycle of quote-unquote pointless suffering. Some of his followers took the number to mean that only 144,000 real humans exist.
I love this.
Out of the, what, almost 7 billion plus people, 144,000 people are the only real humans.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else is a lie.
Yep.
Shape-shifting reptilians and other creatures.
Yeah, androids.
Freemasons, as he says.
Yeah, I guess Freemasons don't count as humans.
What are Freemasons? They're not human. They're some type of creature. So, yeah, basically a bunch of creatures that are made to look human. Makes sense, right? Totally. Mark also claimed that once the ritual is complete, the members will be granted access to Hyperborea, a hole in the mythical Mount Meru at the North Pole. Oh, boy. The Hyperborea is named after the Hypoboreans, a mythical people who live near the North Pole in a secret, sunny, and blessed land shielded from freezing temperatures. The Hyperborean myth originates from Greek mythology, but has since been co-opted by esoteric Nazism and white supremacists in recent years, just so
full
you know.
Full disclosure.
Yes. Mark claims he also has the, quote, Spear of Destiny, which acts as a key to the entrance of this utopian place. Some believe a magnetic field emanates from the hole, or the exit at the North Pole, causing the Aurora Borealis, and other effects, and we'll touch more on this a bit later. The main idea that Mark was selling is that if you follow him and perform the ritual, Satan himself will lead you into paradise, which doesn't make any sense at all. I thought Satan was about endless suffering and death.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we'll take you to this utopian place.
Or if he's like, I don't get it. Maybe he's like trying to be deceitful. Like, I'll lead you into paradise,
yes.
But he's actually going to drag
he's
you
He's going to pull
hell.
The trap door. And
yeah.
It's just a lake of fire.
Yeah. We go to the North Pole.
Yeah.
That leads into lava. Yeah.
It's actually an active volcano underneath.
Yeah.
But some of Mark's other beliefs include that cereal is magnetic since it contains iron.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one.
I mean, he's like technically right, like to a very small degree.
Yeah. Let's test that theory out.
Yeah. Give me a Cheerio.
Alex Jones is the Prince of Denmark.
Wow.
And sun gazing will allow you to see into the future.
This is crazy.
That is dangerous. Do not do that.
Do not.
You'll
go blind.
You'll see into endless black forever, yeah. Is what your future will be. Some of his followers would allegedly stare in the sun for 10 seconds at a time and up to 45 minutes a day.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's how you lose your eyesight.
Yeah. And I look at, they're like trying to be safe about it. Only up to 10 seconds at a time.
But why suggest it at all? Because you know people are going to do, they're going to think, oh, well, 10 seconds, if I do it a little bit more, it'll be better for me. And
right.
They'll just keep upping it. And there's actually, I think there's like a group of people that actually
sun gazers. Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a whole, I don't know if they're cold or not, but they're like a whole group that does this every day because they believe it's like good for the body.
If anyone's listening and has successfully seen the future through sun gazing, let me know. Otherwise, never sun gaze. That's the dumbest thing ever.
Yep, along with everything else,
yeah.
Your magnetic Cheerios.
Yeah.
Mark also believed that when you play audio backward, you can unlock certain messages.
Here we go.
Like we said earlier, this isn't a new idea by any means, but this inspired those videos we mentioned earlier. And if you play Yes We Can, if you remember that iconic phrase from President Obama, it sounded like Thank You Satan backward.
Thank you Satan. Thank you Satan. Thank you Satan.
Or Wake Up says, fuck you. So thank you, Satan. Fuck you. Thank you, Satan. Fuck. It's like, oh, man.
It's some edgelord shit, right?
It's just fucking wild.
Yeah.
While some believed in all these theories, as years passed and the rapture never came, the amount of people who have predicted the rapture over the years would blow your mind. So many people claim to know when Jesus was coming back. When I think it explicitly says in the Bible that no one will know when Jesus returns. And I'm like, why do these people think they know? And the date passes and then they just move the date.
Yep. They're like, oh, wait, it was a misread. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I think it's like I drank a little too much last night.
I think it's like half the cults we've ever covered on Lights Out have been this like predicting the rapture cult.
And it's always like, because I mean, I actually know quite a bit about the rapture story because I read the Left Behind series.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
Very terrifying series to read as a kid. Talk about fear mongering.
Oh, I bet.
That will scare you into being a Christian, whether you want to or not. Because it basically, the rapture is how it starts. And then it's all the tribulations and shit that happens afterward. Mm. And people are getting beheaded and stuff.
Sweet.
And the Antichrist has risen.
Yep.
So it's all this very like doomsday, fear mongering, in my opinion. I mean, it's scary shit, but, yeah, that Mark's all about that. He's really into this stuff and, you know, because it's like kind of posing yourself as like, well, if you follow me, I'll help you get raptured. Right.
Right.
Like the point is to try to be good enough to be one of the people that are raptured yep. when Jesus returns.
So 144,000.
Skip out on all the shit that happens right. afterward.
Yep.
There was also some people who started to believe that Mark Braun was an agent of an intelligence operation that flagged people susceptible to experiments and thought influences, which is another, you know, very conspiracy based idea out there. Definitely have heard that one before. And while a small group thought that Mark's blood over intent was a psyop, most others just thought Mark was out of his damn mind. So you're probably wondering, what does this guy sound like?
Yeah.
Well, we'll play you a little snippet here of an interview of him.
He sounds almost exactly like I thought he would sound.
Yeah, he definitely lives up to the hype here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want your worship. If I saw you, you like try to bow down before me or something, I'd smack you because I would be the one who had to bow down before you. I'd be. What I'm saying,
even she's smiling. She's like,
if
okay.
You cross into my threshold and my own, I will kiss your fucking feet. Literally.
Whoa.
It's because.
Do you see how he kind of like zones
thrown
out
of heaven for not worshiping this creation created by your creator? You know, I'm not making this mistake. What I'm saying is that I know I come off like an asshole, but everybody around me, I give them worship, whatever. Whatever it was, I get worried. Just because I talk this way over the fucking video or in a video and rub it in people's faces, that's because it's on everything. There's no way to fuck it up. You know, you'll see the Vatican with the Jesus statue in the fire. It looks like a snake. That's because it's the great dragon, Typhon, and Sut joined in an androgynous relationship. You'll see the whole mouth of the congregation is in the mouth of the snake. It's. We will leap into the flame, mouth of the snake below you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get why you're screaming this stuff out?
I get why you're screaming.
It may take some time to like sink in, but.
I don't need hail Satan. I don't want your fucking worship. It's not a religion or anything like this. We got to stay focused. For the benefit of all, we need to get the sealed elect together by the book. Then it's like everything's by the book. It's not something the gods would argue, not something your government would argue, your religion would argue. Any common person, you go to school, you've got to do everything by the book, you got to pay your taxes, but everything by the book. Everything's by the book. We do everything here at this company by the book. You know, study up your case law. It's Everything's by the book.
Sounds like some state would say.
We do everything by the book.
Chaos only.
Yeah.
You know. I'm just saying to you, it's not, this is not something people can run. If I can't run from it, no other motherfucker's going to run. Eventually, you're going to have to come to the realization that I'm not full of shit. And that
okay,
your grandma didn't need to die. Your great grandma didn't. And all the people in your family tree didn't need to die. They didn't need to die.
They didn't need to die.
Okay. Why has it come to now where I have to scream this shit out religiously and tell people, like, let it take hold? I mean, if I'd stop for like one day, it's like, they'll be like, what happened? Oh my God. Somebody has to do it. You know, you might say, why am I putting all those gory videos of claymation up?
I like
that. Until you get to this place, you're going to die. You've seen that movie, A Thousand or a Million Ways to Die. You're a zombie. And you know what happens to zombies. They show it to you in all those zombie movies. Mm-hmm. Dick bullets in their head and chopped up chainsaws and all kinds of shit. And that's natural order, right? You're a zombie. And until you figure out, like, the elixir of immortality, the Holy Grail type stuff, that your creator is real and taking names.
So I just lost a bunch of brain cells right now.
There's not one single thread connecting any of what he just said.
I don't even know what to make of that because it's just all over the place.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be worshipped. Our grandparents shouldn't be dead.
Yep.
Because he believes there's a elixir of immortality to find.
Yep. The fountain of youth. And
but yet we're all zombies.
We're all zombies. By naturally, I think he said.
Okay. So by default, we're zombies.
Yeah. The Vatican is inside the mouth of a snake.
Yeah, which is, I've definitely
You've heard that one.
I think we've even talked about that a little bit. Because I think what's hard is there is some interesting imagery
mm-hmm.
within the Vatican
yeah.
that could lead one to believe what's really something going on here. Because it's very on, yeah. weird. It's definitely some weird things. There's definitely like, you know, the whole snake thing on the roof, and some of the imagery and artwork and stuff is very weird. But again, there's no evidence to back up any of these things or to say that there's any greater meaning to the imagery that's there.
Right.
So that's where the conspiracy theories come in and try to spin it, right?
Yeah, and my thing, it was like, he just throws that out there and then boom, he's on to the next point. Like, I don't
yeah.
like there's, and even she said, like, I think I need to let some of this sink in. Cause it's like, what's your point here? I don't even understand what's going on.
I don't know that he even understands what's going on.
No. And I'm not joking about this when I say, like, I do think this is, it's like seeing someone who maybe is going through a mental health crisis or like substance abuse or yes. something like that. That's the vibe I get from the way he speaks.
Yeah, which when we dug into his, you know, history, a little bit, his background, there's not a whole lot about his personal life. So what we did find is that he has a son who refers to him as his father, as Satan. Mark has also reportedly been shot in the abdomen in 2008. We're not sure what happened there. But the lack of information on Mark's personal life has made many speculate on his origins. And some have even proposed a theory that Gigi Allen, the infamous punk rock musician and performance artist, never died, and it's actually Mark Braun.
This is a crazy theory. I know you know who Gigi Allen is. He's crazy. He would like shove hot dogs up his butt on stage and then
what
eat them.
The fuck?
He tried to like kill everyone, but as he was overdosing in his venue, and then he went home and died. Like, this guy was a rancid human being.
What band was he in?
I don't remember.
Was he even in a band?
He was, but it was like the music was an afterthought. He was mostly there to just shock people. I can't remember the name of his band.
It looks like the Murder Junkies.
That might be it.
Or the Primates and the Jabbers? I don't know.
He was just obsessed with counterculture.
Yeah, G.G. Allen and the Murder Junkies.
Okay.
Yeah, sounds like some fucking crazy shit.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, we could do a whole Lights Out episode on this guy. He was edgelord to the nth degree, just trying to shock the hell out of everybody.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
But I don't believe it.
No.
I mean, they kind of look the same, but that is a hilarious theory that people online were like, oh, he might be G.G. Allen.
Okay. Many others have accused Mark of being mentally ill and suffering from substance abuse issues. 2 years ago, a Reddit user named Tears for Brecky B had this to say about him. They said, quote, I met the supposed blood over intent cult leader Mark Braun when I was 18 and saw him on a regular basis until I was about 22. He's a drug addicted schizophrenic. He stuffed a dime bag in his ass in front of me and my friends mid-conversation without pausing the sentence. He used to ride his bike around Coral Springs for 12 hours a day, paying his rent from a monetized YouTube channel, compiled of 2-minute cutscene conspiracy theory videos he made on his phone. He scared the shit out of my best friend's little brother when he was 7 years old, telling him about shape-shifting demonic lizard people drinking children's blood. He used to come by fighting back tears, literally begging for drugs. He's a known problem for the police department. He posted a fake police brutality video in hopes of going viral. Apparently, the fake police brutality video was involving himself that was posted in 2009 or 2012, and according to Mark, he was senselessly attacked by police over a restraining order dispute. And police later showed up to his residence during a wellness check when he allegedly staged the video. Which Officer Tyler Rake, a spokesperson for the Coral Springs Police Department, said that Mark was not arrested and was rather taken in under the Baker Act. This is a Florida statute that allows the involuntary commitment of anyone deemed mentally unstable in a way that could cause harm to themselves or others. The officer claimed Mark had a, quote, history of mental illness, and he had just, quote, got up and walked out of the hospital after major surgery. That's why he had all those staples and bandages in the video. Officer Rake claimed that Braun had, quote, made suicidal threats, and that's why the welfare check was needed. So I think that's pretty telling right there.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're making an official statement based on evidence and their interactions with him saying this is what happened, I think that says a lot.
Yeah.
Mark did not respond to the officer's claim, stating, quote, it doesn't matter what you write, the world is already mine.
All right.
All right. He claimed the experience was an awakening and said, quote, I could see the reality. I know none of you are safe until I make the world a safer place. According to the Reddit poster, the video in question was what got Mark's main channel banned on YouTube. And likely, I think that's probably what happened. You probably got 3 strikes and you're out. That's right. YouTube's policy.
And there is still a quasi-luminist channel, but I don't know if it's imposter or something. Yeah, and I don't know if they're re-uploads of his videos or if it's actually him. It hasn't posted in quite a long time, maybe like 8 months or so.
Right, and I guess it is possible he just deleted the channel himself, possibly. But his other channel, Mr. Satan, still exists where he mostly vlogs about his plumbing work. Which I'm like, what if like one of your customers comes across that and it's Mr. Satan's
peeing? Yeah.
Oh, man. Mark's influence on the movement has faded in recent years, along with the movement itself. Definitely seems like it's dying down, but various YouTube channels have continued carrying the torch, like Devin Maggi, who runs the Flat Earth Paradise YouTube channel.
So, holy crap, a lot to unpack there, right? This is why the organization doesn't have a leader, though, because it seems like he, after a while, didn't want any part of it. He stopped uploading videos in regards to blood over intent, but things were still carried on by the community itself. That's why it still exists today. But wow.
Yeah. Lots to digest.
Yeah. Many who carry this torch don't have the best intentions. And, you know, according to Mark, if you performed the blood ritual, you were signing a contract with him. Or in other words, you were signing a contract with self-proclaimed Satan. But you're also, in a sense, saving yourself from the coming rapture. So it's a bit confusing, but the most devout believers truly thought that Mark's plan would secure their place in heaven. But that day has still not come, if it ever will, who knows. The problem with novice followers is that those who are first introduced to the ritual might not even know the origins of the practice, so they might have hopped on the trend without knowing that the creator claimed to be the reincarnation of Satan, and performing the ritual is signing a contract with him. The written mantras of, quote, I intend to bring forth heaven on earth, or, quote, I choose to reclaim my divinity, things like that, you know, they seem like positive manifestations. Even for religious people would maybe be drawn to those mantras, but, you know, just like Satan himself, it's all an act of deceit to get people to spill blood and pledge their loyalty to him.
It makes me wonder how many people even knew about Mark, who were participating in Blood Over Intent.
Exactly. It's kind of like something that goes viral online, you know? It's hard to trace the origin sometimes, which is why, you know, like I think of websites like Know Your Meme.
Yeah.
They go back and they really try and dig to find the genesis of a meme, because sometimes once it takes off, you have no idea really where it came
from. Yeah, and it evolves and changes. And,
right.
You know, it goes a bunch of different ways and, you know, kind of gets lost from the original post itself.
Exactly.
And I think that's what really happened here, because there's like a lot of people and some people who you could tell were very religious and really, you know, really believed in the rapture and, you know, were using Bible verses and things like that. And my guess would be that they'd even know where this originated from, and rather were just kind of jumping on the bandwagon here and seeing other people within their community do it. And I think it really came back to like this community of people finding the post, coming to your page, saying things like blood sister, blood thick, and things like that, making you feel like you're a part of something greater than yourself on YouTube. And I think that was really the allure to it.
Like, yeah, that social media aspect too. It's like you get that dopamine rush when people comment on a video or something, or they like your video, right? So it kind of feeds into that.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people never even like showed their face or, you know, very, people were anonymous a lot of the times. There were a few people that put their names out there, as we just mentioned with Devin, which I believe he even like went and like started his own like cult.
He has a pretty big channel. And
or not really. I don't know if you could say cult gets thrown around a lot.
Yeah, community.
Community. Yeah. And he's kind of like this new age spiritual. I actually went and watched a couple of his videos because I was like, what is this guy up to? And it is very similar to another influence out there, Teal Swan, who we covered on Mile High.
Yeah.
It's kind of that new agey kind of motivational, but he gets more into like esoteric topics and it's pretty interesting, pretty out there. But
yeah, the flat earth stuff I can't do. I'm like I'm not here for it.
Yeah, I just,
but he at least has a less satanic approach to what's going on. I mean, I still wouldn't trust the guy as far as I could throw him, but he definitely took what Mark started and took it into his own direction. So getting back to the ritual and kind of locking people in, as we can see, the ritual isn't truly complete if it's done in the privacy of the practitioner's home. The true final step of the ritual, as we were saying, according to most of the members too, is to film the blood ritual and post it to YouTube. So other members can not only support each other, but monitor each other's activities. And if any of their content goes against the grain of the organization, the members then can retaliate. Those who have tried to speak out against the group usually get harassed by other members. Some have even revealed their identities, shown their face on camera before performing the ritual, which has often put them in difficult positions. And they're constantly reminded that they signed the contract in blood, which, you know, is... Some see this as an unbreakable oath. If you do that, you are locked in for eternity.
But are they signing a contract?
That is
what contract's being signed. I don't see any contracts.
Personally, no. I don't think you're signing any contract, but to the believers.
Right. So just doing a blood ritual is a contract in
itself.
That's
it. That's it.
You do it once and you're forever.
And that's like the deceit of Satan here. It's like, oh, gotcha. You're locked in forever.
You thought you were manifesting positivity, but
you signed your life away.
I own your soul now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's stupid, but I could see why people would get freaked out if they are a believer of this. And so obviously, you know, many regretted their pledge and they began to panic, especially when the rituals introduced to the group got even stranger. So like we said, I mean, this rabbit hole, it goes into it spiderwebs into just insanity to some degree. And from early on, you know, the flat earthers and niche conspiracy theorists mixed with the blood over intent crowd. Nobody seemed to agree on anything except for the act of the blood ritual itself. But even then, not everyone agreed on what it was achieving. As Mark Braun once put it, quote, "It doesn't matter what anyone believes." Okay, all right. Allegedly, some of these followers proposed that drinking bodily fluids, including menstrual blood, could elevate themselves and their magic. So just a reminder, this community is decentralized. Even though Mark created this movement, he's not seen by a leader. And there's disagreement on what exactly these rituals are supposed to do. But I did my own digging into why people would want to drink bodily fluids, and we're going to get into that in a little bit.
It's grimy as fuck.
Yeah. So as Mark often explained in his old videos, you could use the power of blood to connect with objects or people. In some instances, you could even interact with it to find missing people or access other supernatural abilities. Within a more niche ritual, some followers connected the blood to the lunar phases and menstruation cycles. Even though, you know, there's no conclusive evidence to support this myth. This is kind of an outdated myth that lunar phases and menstrual cycles are
synced up.
Yeah, it's just not really true. They've tried to say like the amount of days is exact to a cycle, but that's just not biologically true. We know this. But regardless, fringe groups have participated in drinking menstrual blood throughout history, believing it would give them certain powers, good health, or connections to the physical world and the mysticism surrounding the cosmos. So the general idea, from what I can understand, is that within the dome of the flat earth theory, bear with me, people can somehow enter through the center of the flat plane at the North Pole, which we mentioned earlier, through the gate of heaven, and into what's sometimes referred to as, quote, perpetual twilight, or as some would call it, a type of birth or rebirth into paradise. It's kind of like baptismal to some degree. So this gate, which is connected to a, quote, vaginal vortex, might be this hyperborea that we mentioned near the North Pole.
Oh my God.
That Mark often referred to, right? You're being born into paradise, into new life. So you're going through this hole in the earth.
Through flat earth's vagina.
Connecting to the vagina and the womb, which is thus connected to menstrual blood. You following? This is the type of shit, like, you can kind of see the thread, but it is so thin and ridiculous. It reminds me
of... It's an imaginary thread at this
point. It's imaginary. This is all made up. You know, apophenia is a big thing people always, especially with like this deep, deep, weird conspiracy stuff. It's that apophenia is like this tendency to make connections that are meaningful when there's just nothing. And I think some people are really good at it. And I think that a lot of these theories come from that apophenia. Just like, you can connect anything at the end of the day if you try hard enough.
Right.
It's there.
Right.
So according to the strange theory, drinking menstrual blood at this gate, especially from the Holy Grail, will unlock everlasting life. Where is the Holy Grail coming from?
Indiana Jones has it.
Yeah, there you go. It's somewhere on Earth. It's a relic. Others claim that the Holy... And some believe, I know, the Holy Grail is also like some, think of it as the fountain of youth, like it'll give you eternal life. Which, you know, if you connect the dots to like Catholicism, you drink the blood of Christ from a goblet to gain eternal life. There's all these, you know, you can connect the dots however you want to, but others claim, Daniel's looking at me like, what? Others claim the Holy Grail is another name for the fountain of youth, and it exists at the center of the earth somewhere. I don't know where, but at the center of the earth, the flat.
Somewhere where we'll never be able to access it, clearly.
Yeah. So some of the followers believe that the more they perform these rituals, like drinking menstrual blood, the more they develop their spiritual powers, their perception of reality changes, and the rituals are their, quote, proof of life. They're letting the higher powers know that the practitioner is ready to advance to whatever comes next. It's also a mystical shortcut to ultimate knowledge. And if they continue the blood over intent ritual, an ice bridge will form, so they can cross over to the North Pole to cross into the gate of heaven.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
So if this all sounds convoluted, that's because it is. The list of theories connected to blood over intent, it just goes on forever, for eternity. They've connected everything to everything. Clones using Christmas trees to go through black holes. Human harvesting, evil aliens, people eating babies, people drinking their own urine and eating their own fecal matter, and on. It's the craziest rabbit hole. Like, you can find, think of the craziest thing you've ever thought of. I guarantee
it's
if you go through a thread of blood over intent, you'll find it. Nothing makes a whole lot of sense, but it makes a sense, I guess, to the believers. As for the connection to blood, some Satanist groups believe that ancient gods once descended to Earth to offer ultimate knowledge to humans. Some of these gods ended up procreating with humans, creating a new lineage of descendants called Satanids. They form a community known as the Clade. And since they are biologically related to Satan, Satanids can access divine knowledge through their own blood. They believe this blood is inscribed with, quote, genetic memory of this ultimate knowledge. For some fringe satanic circles looking to pass through this vaginal vortex into paradise and gain ultimate knowledge, the thought of drinking menstrual blood might not be that odd.
Where are these people? I want to meet these people.
They're all over. You know, whatever. I'm not trying to be like overly progressive here.
Or close-minded.
But if you are drinking menstrual blood, as long as you're not hurting anyone, you might be hurting yourself, which is a problem. I don't know. Maybe just don't
do it. To each their own.
Yeah, to each their own, I guess, at this rate. I'm not, just don't do any of this. I'm not advising anyone to participate. But I don't know.
I think it'd be interesting to do a psychological study of the people that participate in this and look at the commonalities between them.
Yeah.
And it seems like one of the largest commonalities is loneliness.
Loneliness is like number one.
Yeah. And I think it's a real human struggle. And I think people find relationship and community through the strangest places.
Yep.
And ultimately, people are just looking for human connection.
100%.
And if there's something, an idea or a practice, a ritual that makes them feel more connected to one another, then, you know, As long as it's not hurting anybody else, then
right.
Who's to say that that's not something people should be able to do?
Yeah. Right? And I'm like, it's not the healthiest way, yeah. But at the same time, I'm sure there's other communities that aren't doing healthy things as well. I don't know. People smoke cigarettes in social circles and hang out outside, you know, like, so it's like, is this just a bad habit to kind of get a social community together? I don't know. I guess
that's what it is at the end of the day. It's a social circle.
Yeah.
For people who felt like they weren't accepted by any other social circle.
Right.
Or, you know, based on life experiences.
Yeah.
Are in the place that they are. And I get it. I get why it exists. I get Same. Why people are fall down the rabbit hole. I think the issue is that the rabbit hole pulls you so far from reality that yeah. you begin to lose track of reality.
Yes.
And that's a dangerous place to be.
And especially when these rabbit holes lead you to very questionable corners
yes.
of the internet that are
extreme ideas.
Proposing, yeah, terrible ideas. So that, I don't know. It sucks because I get it. I mean, even the World Health Organization said loneliness is like an epidemic. So I don't know. How do we combat that? I don't think this is the healthiest way to stop being lonely. But like you were saying, I get it. Like I get the appeal of why these people interact with each other because they might not have anybody else. So this is their outlet. One Blood Over Intent follower, Nim, a member of the Coast Guard in Virginia Beach, said, quote, "When you're waking up, you feel so lonely and it's like, where are the people like me? There's so much unconditional love. There's actually genuine respect for each other." So as we're saying, you know, these people are building connections. So for lonely people looking for a community, the rituals and theories that go against the mainstream might seem like the answer to some who are lost. Unfortunately, at its worst, there was also a very small circle of people connected to Blood Over Intent that posted videos of followers slowly committing suicide. And what's even worse is that this cult has also even been connected to a convicted murderer, which we'll get into in a little bit. But before we get into that, I just want to ask, any last thoughts about Blood Over
Intent? I want to know what Daniel thinks over here.
Yeah.
Like, what's your takeaway?
He had a lot of reactions through reading this.
I have a headache from all this.
Me too, honestly.
I'm almost at a loss for words. I feel sad for the people that have like fallen into this and believe this, but at the same time, I don't feel bad because it's so stupid. It's so stupid. I'm not trying to be mean, but I find this whole thing really ridiculous. I think there's more malicious intent there. And to go back to the point, these people are lonely, but if you're lonely and you're falling into these circles of, you know, anti-Semitism and where Nazis hang out, you're not a good person in my eyes. So I don't have that empathy for you. Like if you really want a social circle, like join a pickleball team. Like,
right. Yeah, there's a lot of other ways to do it. Totally.
This seems to me like there's an underlying issue of mental illness in all of these people, especially Mark. I think he's from the quotes and the descriptions that everyone's had about him, it seems like that's pretty spot on. I don't think he's spiritual. I think he's,
well, he literally got picked up by the police.
Yeah. He's a damage case is what he is. And I don't know. I have nothing good to say about this.
It's really fringe. And it sucks because like you were saying, these loners are, instead of getting wrapped up in maybe a healthier social circle, they're descending into like this kind of anti-establishment, rebellious, destructive mm-hmm. corner of the internet. Rather than doing something productive, it's kind of reductive.
And I think a lot of it comes from just a lack of introspection. Mm. A lot of these people don't like look at themselves, at least in my opinion, they don't look at themselves and see, what am I doing wrong? They look at everybody else and say, why is everybody else so different than me instead of what totally. Am I doing wrong?
Totally. Yeah. Well, looking for someone to blame for everything.
Yeah, for sure.
And trying to find some conspiracy theory that explains why they are the way that they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, starting with school is a lie.
Yeah.
And it starts at the very basic things like that. And then it just spirals from there. And what's dangerous about it is it can end up radicalizing somebody around one of these extreme ideas or extreme theories. And then they act upon it because that has now become the reality. Yeah. And that's and we've seen this throughout history time and time again of people who, you know, fall down these rabbit holes before they know it. I mean, I hate to mention it, but Pizzagate is a prime example of where falling down the conspiracy rabbit hole goes very, very wrong and potentially puts lives at risk and innocent people's lives at risk, as we'll talk about with this young man, Dylan, and what he ended up doing it starts with something seemingly innocent as a blood ritual to help manifest and bring upon heaven on earth or whatever people were doing it for. And then from there, you know, they get the reinforcement from others that like, oh, this is legit. There's other people doing it. And so it doesn't take long. And especially for somebody young, to start believing that this is actually real and actually reality because they're seeing other people reinforce it for them. And so it gives them that feeling of like, if I keep doing this or I keep digging into this, I'm going to find more truth. And that's the problem too, is like a lot of these theories are pushed as truths, like hidden truths, right?
Right. That's the appeal. It's like, oh, not everyone knows this.
It's this whole idea of waking up and awakening, and it's everything has just gotten so fucking twisted too.
Yeah.
And words have gotten hijacked and take it, you know, this idea of like wake up or stay woke or, you know, all these terms got like completely hijacked and taken over by these fringe groups and extremist groups and twisted into something dark and oftentimes violent and harmful. And I think we've seen that unfold over the past 5 to 10 years, I'd say in a really extreme type of way.
Agreed.
To where you can't even associate or even talk about conspiracy theories without getting looped in with every single other person and every bad person who has done something as a result of these theories. Because it's like, at its very basic level, I think we all have the ability to critically think about things. And I don't think inherently questioning things is necessarily a bad thing. I think it's when you start questioning things that are rooted in reality and fact, and there's hard physical evidence to back them up, because it starts with things that, you know, don't necessarily, and you play around with it and you're like, oh, well, what if this or that? And then you start like, moving on to other
like
things.
The flat earth theory, it's stupid as hell, but it's genuinely innocuous. It's like, okay, the earth is flat, what's the significance of this? But yeah, like to your point, it's leading, you can see the seeds being planted, it's leading into some dark corners.
Totally.
And that's why, like, when flat earthers jumped on blood over intent immediately, you wonder why. And then then all the creeps come out of the woodwork.
Exactly. And then by that point, you have opened yourself up to this vulnerable state, because you now think that what everybody else believes is bullshit and is everybody's, you know, trapped in the matrix, right? Yeah, right? Everybody's just like,
they're cockroaches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That now you've started waking up and now you're on the outside. And so you're like, well, I can't go back. I don't want to go back to being trapped again. So I'm going to continue down this path. And the unfortunate reality is everybody you're going to meet along that path does not have good intentions. And there isn't this like, positive.
No, they're red pilled.
Utopia at the end.
Yeah.
It just gets more and more vicious and violent and hateful the farther down you go. And like I'm speaking from some personal experience, because, you know, at the beginning of my journey with podcasting and my other show and stuff, we dove into some of these conspiracy theories. And I think there are some conspiracy theories that do have, especially when talking about A big theory that everybody talks about is the JFK assassination, mm-hmm. right? But there's some historical evidence there to examine and look at and weird things. And we know that the CIA has covered up stuff. And, right. you know, it starts with stuff like that, or even the MLK conspiracy. And that
for sure.
ended up being proven in the court of law to be a conspiracy to assassinate MLK. So it starts with that. But if you continue to dig, because then you're like, well, if that wasn't real,
right.
then what about this? And then what about that? And then before you know it, you're like, you know,
you're questioning everything. Yeah.
Is our president even a real person? Is yeah. there is it a clone? I mean, right. it just got crazier and crazier.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is that not everyone that is within this world or is looking at these theories is in the right state of mind when they're doing it.
Right.
And so when someone's mind state is altered, whether it's from substances or mental illness, that's where it gets very dangerous, because those people are even more susceptible to believing these things rather than, you know, as a rational person who doesn't suffer from any of these things, I found myself at times looking around at reality and being like, whoa, this is fucking crazy. And having sort of a fear develop that's like, can I trust anything? Can I trust what I'm being told is true? And it's a very slippery slope.
It is.
And eventually I had to pull myself out of it and kind of come back to base reality and be like, okay, this is definitely not somewhere I want to be. And when you, again, examine the physical evidence to back these things up, there just isn't any. And it's just crazy theories that people have proposed.
Yeah.
Are they interesting to think about? Yeah.
So, they're really fun
to talk about. Yeah. Like, you know, some of them are, you know, definitely, you know, mind expanding and
thought provoking. Yeah.
Especially like stuff like simulation theory.
Oh, I love that stuff. Yeah.
Is this a simulation? Is there an alien race that like made us? And, yeah. Like we're a part of it. Like that's all fun stuff to consider. Yeah. There's not necessarily anything innately harmful about that, right? Mm-hmm. Cause again,
you could make it harmful if you wanted to.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. But that's the issue with it is like, you give someone an inch, they take a mile, right? And
right.
And there's people who use this to their advantage to manipulate people and to suck people in,
yep.
To a point where you can't return and you feel like you're trapped without outside of normal reality and the rest of society. And
yeah.
That's what's scary, is because then it's easy to weaponize those people.
And I think key word here is vulnerable. They're attracting vulnerable people. And that even goes for mainstream religions. I think they use the same tactics, right? It's usually after a great loss or something right. that you're willing to open yourself up to a bit more, I don't know, fantastical thoughts. But yes, and some are more harmful than others. But yeah, keyword vulnerable. Keyword lonely, I think.
Lonely,
is a big one.
And then I think it's also exploiting this human desire to know why we're here.
Oh, yeah,
and
for
the
sure.
answers.
Yeah.
And so when people can provide answers to why things are the way that they are, or what is our purpose here? And it could be religion, it could be conspiracy related. I mean, there's all these different groups that attempt to provide answers to that, because there's people looking for those answers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the root of all of it, is like, we all just want to know why we're here. And for many of us, it's difficult to accept the fact that we don't know. And we may never know.
I think those answers, not to sound corny, but I truly believe those answers come from within. There's nobody in your external life that will bring you those answers. Those answers that's up to you.
Well, and not only that, but also just being okay with not knowing.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of things that I don't know that as human beings we'll ever be able to discover or know, mm-hmm. know the, you know, what happens after we die, or, you know, what happened before we were born? Where did we come from? Like,
right.
We may, as human beings, may never have the ability to get those answers. And I think it's, like you said, it's work that you have to do within to be able to get yourself to a point where you're okay with not knowing.
Accept the mystery.
Right.
Yeah.
Or, you know, finding a healthier alternative to provide those answers to you where it's not potentially harming other people. So,
right.
So yeah, I agree with you, Danny. I think it's wacky. It's fucking off just on a whole other realm of like craziness.
You said it a lot better than I did.
Yeah. But I think that's most people's like gut reaction to it, right? It's just like, this
is ridiculous.
Like a bunch of whack jobs that, you know, trying to like form some type of community and bring people together. But then it just goes sideways from there.
Yep.
This leads us to an instance where a blood over intent practitioner made national news when he stabbed a fellow classmate. 19-year-old Dylan Pounceny was a student at the Christ the King High School at a tight-knit Catholic school in Leduc, Alberta, Canada. And on the morning of March 15, 2021, Dylan was on a mid-morning class break when he headed into a social studies classroom. He walked into the room, approached 17-year-old Jennifer Winkler, who was sitting at her desk, and proceeded to stab her 5 times in the neck and shoulder with a kitchen knife. Students who witnessed the attack claimed he said, quote, reply, or quote, answer me. The attack lasted about 10 seconds before he threw the knife to the floor and fled the classroom. He then ran down the hall and exited the school. Police soon arrived at the school and surrounded the area. Paramedics arrived as well, finding Jennifer on the classroom floor. A medical team airlifted her to a hospital in Edmonton, about 25 miles north, but unfortunately she didn't survive the attack. Dylan was eventually found hiding under a deck in a neighborhood near the school, and after his arrest he was brought in for questioning, and he admitted he first thought about hurting Jennifer several days earlier, and he wanted to, quote, inflict pain on her. He even mentioned to the officers that he had been possessed by a, quote, Satan-type thing and was influenced by a blood cult on YouTube that turned out to be blood over intent. During the investigation, officers also discovered that Dylan had shared content on social media promoting theories about the earth being flat, world leaders being reptilian shapeshifters, and the U.S. election being stolen from Donald Trump. He continued to ramble, saying that he believed his teachers were hell's angels and that he had a tumor on the back of his head. Wow. He's way, way down the rabbit hole. He also talked about taking hostages to force the government to give him free dental work and expressed a desire to set fire to $100,000 cash. At the end of the interview, Dylan acknowledged Jennifer was innocent and he shouldn't have killed her and that he was ready to accept the consequences of what he'd done. In direct connection to the victim, investigators discovered that Dylan's late mother and Jennifer's father, Dale Winkler, had had a previous relationship and had had a child together. So the offender and victim shared a younger half-sibling. And Dylan told an officer that he was seeking, quote, blood for blood and revenge against Dale. And Dylan also blamed Jennifer's father for his mother's death from cancer. In 2023, Mark Neska, a clinical forensic psychologist, determined that Dylan had exaggerated certain symptoms, but concluded he had been experiencing a bout of psychosis on the day of the attack. And this state of psychosis drove his, quote, delusional grievances against the Winkler family. Dylan's father, Nathan Pountney, said his son was severely traumatized by the deaths of his mother and older brother, and this contributed to his worsening mental health and addiction issues. While held before his trial, Dylan underwent mental health and addiction treatment, and he also finished his high school courses. He also wrote a book and converted to Islam. Dylan was originally charged with first-degree murder, but the charges were later dropped to second degree when they couldn't prove the attack was premeditated, especially when considering the psychosis diagnosis. A first-degree murder conviction would have meant an automatic life sentence and no eligibility for parole for 25 years. Second-degree murder would also mean an automatic life sentence, but the parole period can be set between 10 to 25 years. In the end, he was found guilty in July 2024. The Crown prosecutor urged Justice Eric Macklin to give Dylan 15 years before he would be eligible for parole. Dylan was given a chance to speak at his sentencing where he said, quote, I just want to apologize for all the pain and suffering I caused Jenny's family. And on September 5th of this year, 2024, he was sentenced to life in prison without the chance of parole for 12 years. At the trial, many had arrived wearing shirts and hoodies with Jennifer's face on it, and before the court was in session, they told stories about how funny, sweet, and artistically talented Jennifer had been. Family and friends had also discovered notebooks and art files filled with an entire fantasy world Jennifer had been developing. They put together a 60-page anthology of her work and called it The Book of Dragons. Her father hopes to one day sell the artwork and documents to fund a scholarship in Jennifer's name. As victim statements were read, Dylan was seen wiping tears from his face, and after Dale Winkler finished reading his victim impact statement, he crumpled the statement in a ball and then threw it at the prisoner's box, which was where Dylan was sitting, and said, quote, you rot in hell, as he left the courtroom. He later told the media that after 3.5 years, his anger finally came out. He also said, quote, "Today is the day that we move on." That being said, I think it's appropriate to wrap things up here. I don't want to speculate too much about Dylan and why he did what he did. I think it's pretty obvious what happened here based on, you know, some of our other discussion earlier. But, you know, I want to end this episode with a clip of Dale talking about his daughter, Jennifer, because I think it's only appropriate that we end with, sadly, a victim of this whole blood over intent online movement or cult, whatever the hell you want to call it. But yeah, I think this says it all right here.
Yeah.
You know, that these things are very dangerous to participate in and should never be started in the first place, because this is what can happen.
Yeah. And it can attract certain type of people who can take things in the wrong direction, you know?
Yeah. With that being said, we'll see you guys next week. And again, here's Dale talking about his daughter, Jennifer.
She was this bright-eyed, smart, creative, always doing funny little things in her room. Her room's decorated in Star Wars, and she liked the dark side. Kids who rode in the bus with her dropped letters off, and how she supported them, and you know, they were going through tough times, and Jenny got them through it, you know, and these are kids I didn't even know their name. She was quiet and shy until you got to know her, and then, yeah, she was just Jenny. I'm going to miss her, and that's all I can say. I don't know.